The Senate will be in order. Everyone in the Senate and in the galleries, please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, the Reverend Stephen George, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Psalm 8, 4 through 6 says, "What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over your works, the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet. Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, we are like the snowflakes that fell last week. We are all your children, and yet you have created each of us unique. Different as we are, we ask that you would give us the grace to work with one another in a spirit of unity for the betterment of the people in our state. We also lift up to you those who lost homes and businesses in the fires in Los Angeles and surrounding area. We ask that you would be mindful of them and care for them now in their hour of need. We ask this in your holy name. Amen."
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, could you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Senator from the 8th, for what reason do you rise? You're present? All right. Madam Secretary, we have a quorum? All right. Yes, Senator from the CAS. All right. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, third day, Monday, January 13, 2025.
Senator from Platt, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You have heard the motion by the senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Platt has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and that we approve it as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The journal is approved. Next order of business is introduction of guests. Yes. Senator from Franklin. Please proceed.
That's a little better.
To my left, to your right, I'd like to introduce Cole Pardo. He is a senior at the University of Missouri that is majoring in political science with a minor in business. He recently got more engaged in the political process and volunteered on some campaigns this past fall, and will be serving as the intern in our office. So appreciate everyone giving him a warm welcome to the Missouri Senate.
All right, please warm welcome. Go Tigers. All right, good Mizzou guy. Yes, the senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, may I inquire the senator whose name is synonymous with a bay in New York? I think there was a plane that landed on one time. It's probably from the 33rd.
But if you could, please refer to the establishment senator quorum. Please refer to the senator by district or the county from which they reside.
The senator from the 33rd, please, Mr. President.
Right. The senator from the 33rd.
How are you?
Senator from 33rd. I think you've got a next-door neighbor that would like to inquire.
I yield.
Thank you for taking the inquiry, Senator. I just wanted to welcome you to the Senate, and kind of you know what how things go in the House, and it's pretty close to how it works in the Senate, with a few exceptions, and I won't tell you all of them yet because I'd like for you to have a little fun on learning some of those ropes too. But what are your thoughts after last night?
Well, I think, to your point, Senator, I think I'm having a little fun learning that right now, because if we were in the House, I would be turned around looking at you, and I don't think I can do that right now. So
exactly
I'm talking
right.
to the senator that's right behind me, but enjoyed last night. It was great. We had family and friends here at the Capitol. It's always a good time. But now I'm looking forward to getting down to business and working for the people of Missouri, so it's an honor to be here.
Now, Senator, one thing I really enjoyed about the House is you could face each other. I could read lips, because the cacophony in this room is difficult. I almost wish we didn't have microphones. I think it'd be better, but that's not the case.
It might, Senator. Some people say that I have a God-given microphone, so, and I carry that with me everywhere I go.
Well, I enjoyed seeing your family again, and your son and daughter have really grown up over the last several years, so it was good seeing them, and I'm glad you're here. So thanks for taking the inquiry.
You're very welcome. It's good to be here. Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President?
I enjoy seeing both of you, Senator from Lawrence and Senator from Stone. Thank you. Senator from Lawrence, do you have anything further?
Mr. President, now I'd like to inquire of the senator he had a great ad on his campaign trail. His name sounds like a cough drop. Ricola, but that's not it. I didn't say his name. But I believe
senator
he's with
the 11th
district.
Do you accept the inquiry from the senator from Lawrence?
I want to say no, but I will.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Senator.
Thank you for accepting my inquiry, too.
Absolutely.
This is your first time in the legislature. Is that
yes,
right?
It is.
Yep. And I've known you, goodness, for what is it, 5, 6 years? I don't know exactly how many, but...
Something like that.
Yeah. And so I'm glad you're here also. And I hope it's been a good experience so far. Enjoyed meeting your wife yesterday. And tell me what your thoughts are after last night's festivities.
It's been a great experience so far. And before I go into that, I've been watching videos of the session, and I've
Senator
I've
from the 11th, you're to Senator from 11th. You and I are new to this. You're to speak to the dais.
But we had a great time last night seeing our supporters and visitors, things that came by our office. It was a wonderful time. I'm extremely sore. My feet hurt. My knees hurt. I feel I was beat up. But other than that, we had a great time.
Well, I'm glad. And I'm really proud of you for all the work you did over the years to get here to this body. And I wish you great success.
Thank you very much, Senator. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank
Senator
you, Mr. President.
Lawrence, anything further?
Thank you, Mr. President.
All right, thank you. Senator from the 11th, I know you're about two doors down from me. I look forward to working with you as well, so I'm delighted. Any other?
I do as well, thank you.
Yes. Senator from the 13th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to introduce a special guest to my left, Ms. Precious Jones. She has an organization called Breaking Generational Poverty. And her organization is to stop gun violence. And she also provides resources for families and try to stop poverty, because we know that any area that is poverty stricken has most highest violence. So I'd like to thank her for coming out today and learning about our process, and hopefully she can help us out around here, stop gun violence.
Senator from the 13th has had some special guests. Could we please welcome these special guests from the Senator from the 13th? Yes, Senator from the 32nd.
I'd like to introduce some guests.
Please proceed.
To my left and your right, I have Reggie Powers, who is my in-district field representative, and his name is everything that it professes. He is amazing. I'm grateful to have him here. Jason Davis, a good friend from Joplin, and Kate and Jerry Angelo from Springfield. If you please welcome them, I'd be grateful.
Please provide a warm welcome to the Senator's guests. Yes, Senator from the 25th.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce some very special guests.
Please proceed.
Mr. President, to your right and to my left, we've got Anna Kate Clayman, if you please rise, from Sherman, Texas. We've also got Amanda Clayman, if you would rise, as well, from Naylor, Missouri. Amanda and her family have a very, very successful GM dealership down in the Boot Hill, and they've had Ford and Dodge as well, started by your father, Mr. Harry Blackwell. Of interest, Amanda at one time was a WPRA top 10 barrel racer, and at one time, number one in the world. So I'd like the body to please welcome Amanda and Anna Kate.
Please provide a warm welcome. Any other senators like to introduce guests? Seeing none, we'll move. Oh, I forgot. The chair has a couple of guests. My wife, Colleen, my son, Alex, who's about ready to fly back to Texas, are in the gallery. Could you please provide them a warm welcome? Yes, the senator from the 17th.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce this guest, please.
Please proceed.
Here on my right, I'd like my intern, Katie Lee, to stand. Katie is a student at Truman State University. As we all know, Truman has some of the best interns in the building, and I'm not biased at all because I did that Truman State internship 19 years ago in this very chamber. I ask that the Senate please make her feel welcome.
Please welcome her. Any other guests we'd like to introduce? If not, we'll move on to the next order of business. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Next order of business will be resolutions. Yes, the senator from the 4th.
I have a resolution I'm going to bring forward. I move right, for please, its adoption.
Please send a resolution forward.
And I would like to have it read.
Secretary, please read the resolution from the senator from the 4th.
Introduced by Senator May, Senate Resolution Number 18, Notice of Proposed Rule Change. Notice is hereby given by the senator from the 4th District of the one-day notice required by rule of intent to put a motion to adopt the following rule change. Be it resolved by the Senate of the 103rd General Assembly, first regular session, that Senate Rule 29 be amended to read as follows. Quote, Rule 29, one period. Senate offices, bracket and, bold com, light, seats in the Senate chamber, bold com, and parking spaces in the Senate Garage and Capitol Garage, light, shall be assigned, bracket, by the Committee on Administration to the Majority and Minority Caucuses, period. Each caucus shall make office and Senate seat assignments on the basis of seniority as defined in this rule, comp, unless otherwise determined within a caucus, close bracket, bold, on the basis of seniority, light, comp, except that rooms 326 and 327 shall be known as the President Pro Tem's office and shall be occupied by the Senate's President Pro Tem. Upon retirement from service as Pro Tem, that senator shall vacate the Pro Tem's office and shall have first choice of available vacant offices, bracket out, of his caucus, light, regardless of his seniority status, except for the outgoing President Pro Tem, who is required to vacate the designated Pro Tem's office. No senator shall be required to relinquish any office or seat once assigned to him. Two period. Seniority shall be determined, bracket out, by each caucus, close, on the basis of length of service, bold, com, with members of the majority party being senior to members of the minority party having the same length of service, light, period. Length of service means, colon, parent A, continuous Senate service, parent B. In the case of equal continuous Senate service, prior non-continuous Senate service, parent C. In the case of equal continuous and prior non-continuous Senate service, prior House service. Three period. When two or more members of the same party have the same length of service, their respective seniority shall be determined by their party caucus. Period. Quote, period. Close.
Thank you. Senator from the fourth, would you like to further explain the resolution?
Yes, you know, I think that I do this resolution for the purpose of it going into the journal, because when we came to the senator in the Senate, we're all senators. So the only distinction between senators should be the length of service in the senators, and it shouldn't be based on majority and minority parties in the Senate. It shouldn't be a party divide. In the Senate, that's the way it's arranged in the chamber. So this resolution needs to change the rules so that we can move forward and everybody can be on one accord. Because when you do this, you're doing a distinction between the two parties. And I think that's incorrect in this chamber. Thank you, Mr. President.
All right, the senator from before, thank you. Any other further resolutions? All right, next order of business is concurrent resolutions. Senator from the first, for what purpose do you rise?
I have a concurrent resolution and no explanation necessary.
Senator from the first has a concurrent resolution. Could you please please send it forward? Yes, Senator from the 22nd.
What is our order of business currently? I'm a little lost.
Senator of 22nd, please state your point of order.
Excuse me, Mr. President, I have an inquiry of the chair. What is our current order of business?
The current order of business is concurrent resolutions.
Okay, thank you.
I've got a helper here, too. He's bigger than I am, so behave yourselves. So the order of business is concurrent resolutions. The senator from the first has forwarded a concurrent resolution.
It will be printed in the journal. Does he care to explain?
It shall be printed in the journal because he has asked that the reading of resolution be waived. Yes, the order of business is concurrent resolutions. The senator from the 32nd.
I have a concurrent resolution. No explanation necessary.
All right, please send the current concurrent resolution forward.
Yes. Do you want this copy? I got two copies of the concurrent. I didn't know if I needed.
All All right, the resolution shall be printed in the journal. The senator from Shelby, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you. This is going to be three.
I think your microphone's off. Madam Secretary, please read the title of that last concurrent resolution.
Introduced by Senator Carter, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3, relating to missions of institutions of higher education.
All right, thank you. And the senator from Northeast Missouri, my good part of the country, Senator from Shelby, please, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to go back to resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the senator from Shelby has asked that we go back to current resolutions. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a notice of proposed rule change, and I ask that it be printed in the journal.
All right. Please send a resolution forward.
Thank you, Mr. President.
All right, the resolution shall be printed in the journal, and the senator from Shelby has moved that the reading be waived and it be printed in the journal. The hearing no objection, the reading will be waived, and the resolution shall be printed in the journal. Do you care to explain the resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. It's the committee structure, and everyone will get a copy emailed to them, and it would be voted on then tomorrow. So, thank you.
All right, thank you. Senator from Shelby, anything further? On resolutions. All right, we're then back on to concurrent resolutions. Any further concurrent resolutions? Seeing none, we move on to the introduction of bills. Senator from Platt, do you, Senator from Platt.
No introductions.
All right. Let's hear some, I have some order in the chamber. The Senator from Platt is standing to be recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You have heard the motion by the senator from Platt that the no further business be being come before the body, that the Senate will be stand adjourned under the rules. All those in favor of the motion from Platt signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall adjourn, be adjourned under the rules.